Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Wednesday. Look, it's happy April, everybody. April 1st.
Yeah.
No April Fool's jokes. We're not food for it. We're excited, April, about all the good news you have for us. And P.S., happy birthday to fellow Aries out there. Okay, let's start with some good news on my timeline. This certainly caught my attention. Maryland-owned Under Armour, the company that helped put Maryland on the map, really, they are stepping up in the COVID-19 crisis. The Baltimore-based sports apparel maker is manufacturing medical gear, and I'm talking about a large amount, 500,000 masks.
Amazing.
They're going to assemble and distribute 1,000 face shields and make thousands of hospital gowns for Maryland. I think that is so... Right,
is it
going to
have the Under Armour logo on it?
Wouldn't that be great?
I bet they would take it.
They would take it no matter how they got it. But
it's going to be fly.
I love it. Absolutely. Okay, speaking of masks, this is the debate back and forth, right? And I actually did an interview with a doctor on Fox 5 Morning this morning about whether masks are helpful. So the White House and the CDC, they're still trying to debate this. The World Health Organization said that you should only really wear a mask if you're sick or you're caring for somebody who is sick. But I say, what could it hurt if you have your mask on?
Well, they're saying it makes you touch your face more, number one. Number two, taking that stuff off, like you can't reuse it. You'd have to wear it and throw it away. And then just think about it. If you're going to take it off, you need gloves to take it off. Then how are you going to take off the gloves? So their concern is you end up touching your face more than you would if you don't have a mask on.
Okay, well, Dr. Oz said, of course, masks are helpful because that's why we use them in hospitals. But I know there's a shortage.
And there's a process. And there's a way they take their stuff off, too.
Right.
And they do have those masks that have the carbon filters that you can, you know, take out. Because like you said, after a while, it's no longer... viable.
But I just got to believe that if it's going to help shield your mouth and your nose from it, it can't hurt, right?
Like
it's like a seatbelt. Okay. I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to listen to doctors, not y'all. So
okay, well,
y'all do what you want
to
do.
I'm listening.
Y'all do the hell what you want to do. I ain't wearing no damn
mask. To Dr. Oz, he's my doctor. He says, of course, they're going to help.
He's tripping too.
How about some good news for renters in D.C.? This is Mayor Bowser at her what's like a daily press conference now about coronavirus.
Today is April 1st, which means a lot for a lot of people that their rent is due. So I want to remind residents and landlords that residents cannot be evicted right now and late fees cannot be charged. I certainly encourage all renters to do their best to stay current on their rent. And if you can't pay today, I highly recommend that you reach out to your housing provider or check our Office of Tenant Advocate for resources available to you in working with your housing provider.
Ooh, there it is.
No
so
lazy.
Look, renters, that's right, it's April 1st. But I do want to know, if you're worried about your bills or your rent or your mortgage, you want to talk about it, call us. Let's talk about it. We want to know what you're going through. Hit us, 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.